Last Saturday was exactly 1 year that Ghanaians went to the polls to elect a president and parliamentarians. How has the Ghanaian political climate fared so far? We have been joined on the line by pollster Ben Efson to review 1 year after the last elections. A very good afternoon to you, Mr. Efson, and welcome to Radio Ghana News.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Well, what can you readily recall during last general elections?
Well, in addition to the weekend being the 7th being the first anniversary, I believe that you can also recall that I think that today was exactly a year that the Tafarijan on the night of the night declared the President Jomama the winner and advised the MPP to go to court. Clearly, the court case was a landmark not only in Ghanaian democratic practice, but the way a manner people got up around midnight, stayed over, voted. The court case, I believe, will make our 2016 elections even better, because the court case and the live screening, courtesy the GBC, made people appreciate what some of us have been saying all along. You lose or win elections at the polling stations. And I believe that all the political parties who would want to send polling agents will send polling agents who, at least when they go to a polling station and the presiding officer makes a mistake and writes 270 as 870, they will correct that presiding officer.
And Mr. Efson, obviously we may see things differently depending on our backgrounds and our predispositions. Can we say that the Ghana's politics has changed ever since?
Oh, I think that Ghana's policy has improved tremendously, election-wise, and our attitude from the time that we used to vote in boxes that were not transparent. People could put foreign materials in it. From the era where we voted with only a voter ID card that had a thumbprint on it. How do you differentiate different thumbprints from to voting? We've now gone biometric. And I think that we'll continue to be a shining example of elections which are close, but very, very distinctly won in the end. I believe that Ghana's democracy has been enhanced by the court case, and 2016, the elections should be better managed and, as usual, possibly very close.
Well, every election, is, as far as the African continent is concerned, and to be precise, Ghana, has been fraught with acrimony. Would you say this has lessened, especially with focus to the last the last year's election?
Please come again.
I'm asking whether the acrimony that used to characterize our elections, whether it has lessened or has abated.
Oh, I think that the court case would make our elections less acrimonious. You see, if you know how elections work, and I'm sure many people, many persons got a fair idea. By the time the results reach the Electoral Commission office, head office in Accra, and Dr. Farijan for him to declare, Paga, which is at the border with Burkina Faso, or Aflawo, or Axim, at the various ends. If you, the political party, you do your work well, you get party agents who have a good level of education. Like, for example, in one police station in Accra here, by 9 a.m. on December 7th, the presiding officer and all the party agents had signed the pink sheet while voting was in progress. it shows a lack of understanding. By now, I believe that the acrimony will be reduced if we use the polling agents to check the presiding officer and the presiding officer to check the polling agents. This is where you win or lose elections. By the time it gets to Accra to be released, if at the various levels the political parties go to sleep, even in the U.S., where they've practiced elections for 200 years, this is about to happen. And I think that if, as political parties, as stakeholders, the media, we take keen interest in the ongoing, in the aftermath of the court case, I believe that 2016 will be less acrimonious than we've had in 2008 and 2012.